Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, esteemed listeners of Sirius FM. Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah, we welcome you to our program. Al-Fiqhu ala al-Madhahib al-Arba'ah, jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. Today, inshallah, we will discuss about Ramadan. The date today is the 23rd of Shaban, 1444, corresponding to the Gregorian calendar, the 16th of March, 2023. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, we have our Honorable Mufti Sapia, Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Saab, Ta'amad Barakatuh. Mufti Saab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa zaid khan. Jazakallahu khairan.
Mufti Saab, with a few days left for the month that is we all waiting for, what should we do, Mufti Saab?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today, alhamdulillah, the esteemed listeners of Sirius FM and the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, is the 23rd of Sha'ban Mubarak 1444. Inshallah, we hope next week, Thursday, we all will be fasting, provided that the moon has been sighted, and inshallah, and a new crescent, we should scan the sky, and once the moon and crescent is sighted, then that will usher in the month of Ramadan 1444 from Wednesday night after Maghrib. So Ramadan, Ramadan, what is the meaning of Ramadan? Ramadan means tahriqu zunub, to incinerate and burn the sins and vices, gunahoku jalana. So we don't have to wait till Ramadan. From now we must start burning our sins. Ittaqil maharim takun a'badan nas. Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, told Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an, ittaqin nas, that so ittaqil maharim, the Suleiman came in, it disturbed me. So ittaqil maharim takun a'badan nas. So stay away from the haram things and haram places, haram food, everything is haram. Takun a'badan nas, and you will be the most pious of people. So the hadith is authentic in Tirmidhi Sharif. So that's the meaning of Ramadan. Second one, you must remember that Ramadan, this one virtue alone, how light highlights how important it is. You read Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, and verse 185. Shahru Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Qur'an. Almighty Allah alludes and refers to the 12 lunar months in Surah 9, Surah Tawbah, chapter 9, verse 36. Inna iddat ash-shuhuri inda Allah 12 shahran fi kitabillah yawma khalaqa as-samawati wal-ard. The day Almighty Allah Jalla Wala created the entire universe and creation, He decreed and ordained and prescribed that there will be 12 lunar months. So it shows our calendar is from time immemorial. Then we find that explicitly only one month is mentioned, and that is Ramadan, Surah 2, verse 185. Shahru Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Qur'an. So the commencement of the revelation began during this month of Ramadan, and on that day is ijma and consensus. Surah Alaq, remember chapter 96, the first five verses, were revealed on the heart Mubarak of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam day in Ghari Hira, during the month of Ramadan. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. So on the night of power, the night of majesty, destiny. And remember, what should we be doing from now till Ramadan Mubarak? Remember, there are 4 or 5 things we must do. Number one is this, read, Allahumma barik lana fi Shaban wa balighna Ramadan. Hadith in Mishkat Sharif, O Allah, grant us barakah during these days of Shaban and spare us for the month of Ramadan. So what is the meaning of barakah? Al-ashya'ul qalila wal-manafi'ul kathira. We have little bit time, but we want to reap and take maximum benefit and profit. PROFIT, al-ashya'ul qalila wal-manafi'ul kathira. Second one, read the dua mentioned in Kanzul Ulmal and Tabarani. Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan. Ya Allah, protect, preserve us for Ramadan. We heard yesterday our brother, the Hajjat brother, day in King Rose. He was shot, he became shaheed. Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Allah grant the bereaved family Sabr Jamil. But you see how many hopes, anticipations he had. We have this Ramadan, I will do this, I will do that. So we beg Almighty Allah, Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan. Wasallim Ramadan alana. And when Ramadan comes, Ya Allah, you grant us the tawfiq that we use it correctly and we take maximum benefit of it and make the greatest ibadat, Ya Allah. We know it's not on par, but out of your benevolence, mercy and grace, wasallimhu lana mutaqabbala. Out of your mercy, you accept it, Ya Allah, Jalla wala. So in Tabarani, Kanzul Ummal, Hazrat Mona Yusuf Sahib Rahimahullah, in Hayatu Sahaba also has mentioned it. So that's two. Three, we know in our South African context, they're speaking of shutdown Monday. Allah alone knows what will happen. It could be peaceful. It could be very, very harmful. Allah alone knows. So we should read Surah 12, verse 64. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Almighty Allah is the best protector. And He, Almighty Allah alone, is the most merciful one to show mercy. So we must beg Allah from His mercy. And read chapter 7, verse 151. وَدَخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ. Ya Allah, include us in your special, special mercy. وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Whilst you, Ya Allah, you are the only one who is the most merciful one to show mercy. Read Kanzun min Kunuzil Jannah, one of the treasures of Jannah. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught him Abdullah bin Qais radiallahu an, famously known as Abu Musa al-Ashari radiallahu an. Must I not show you Kanzun min Kunuzil Jannah, the treasures of Jannah? So he said, why not? La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There is no power to take us towards righteous deeds and speech. There is no might to prevent us and make us abstain from vices and sins, except Almighty Allah. And every day, the tilawat of Quran, Surah Yasin, other surahs. Every day, some charity, now and during Ramadan also. So all these actions we can do, inshallah al-Aziz. There's no person who can say he can't do that. If you say you are so poor that you can't do any charity, so kullu ma'roof in sadaqah. Every good deed is a charity also. So that is there also. So Islam is that unique religion and code of life and conduct. It's for all times, all places, all circumstances. And if you want more du'as, Allah just put in my head now. So read the du'a mentioned in Mishkat Sharif, Mustada Ahmad. Beautiful, wonderful du'a. Allah mahfadhna min bayni aydina wa min khalfina. Ya Allah, you protect us from in front of us, from behind us. Wa an aymanina wa an shama'ilina, from our right hand side, from our left hand side. Wa min fawqina, from above us. See what happened now in Malawi. What happened in Turkey? That you must remember, they had earthquake. Now certain parts, they got flooding. So Allah have mercy on us. So wa an aymanina wa an shama'ilina wa min fawqina, from above us you protect us. Wa na'udhu bika an nughtala min tahtina. Ya Allah, we seek your protection. protection, that the land and sand opens up and from beneath us and we get swallowed into it. So all these are authentic du'as. We should learn it and practice on it and teach it to others. Allah Jalla Wala grant us tawfiq.
Mufti Saab, coming to Wednesday night, inshallah, we'll have to search for the moon. What's the procedure to search for the moon?
Remember, the proper term we must use is to scan the sky. So when we scan the sky, because remember that Wednesday will be 29th of Sha'aban. So yeah, maybe it's a good and opportune moment to let me set one record straight. I'll give you three of my personal experiences. As I told you many a time that I never studied, you must remember, in any jamia or university in Makkah Mukarrama or Medina Munawwara or in Riyadh or something. Yes, they used to invite us for conferences. Yes, with Allah's fazl, Allah's mercy, we perform Hajj, Umrah. So like that, we had a lot of interaction with them, right? So let me give you two, three things. I'm speaking about the Hilal and Saudi Arabia. So that also, we must set the record straight on that. So one day they invited us, right? So it was Hajj, and our ambassador there was a Muslim, Sheikh Abdul Hamid Khabir. He passed away. Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus. So then that time it was becoming a big thing here in South Africa. We're going to have Muslim personal law and what have you. So he motivated the case there to Saudi and Jamiatul Imam, you understand? So that is like the most prestigious university there in Riyadh. So they invited 14, 15, 16, something like that, plus minus 15 of us, all ulama from Cape Town, Johannesburg, Durban, and so forth. Now, I'm always the odd man out, you know. So they all went, and they alone. So you must remember that they performed Hajj, and after Hajj, they went to Riyadh. So I got my wife. Now what about me now? So I went to the sheikh. So I told the sheikh, now what? First he told me, yeah, take your wife to Riyadh. Then he said, no. Then he realized he made a rule, you see. He said, no, you go home, then you go contact the embassy. These are all the documents. They'll give you the other visa. Then you come back, you see. So I came home and I went to embassy, collected the visa, all that. And then they went. So we landed up in Jeddah, take a flight to Riyadh and all that. Cut long story short. So now they gave us a course for 2 weeks. In that 2 weeks, I still got it lying somewhere. They made us all qazis. They gave us a certificate also. You understood? So for me, it was very good because I won a prize there and all that also. So that it was 10th Muharram. So that sheikh asked a question that whoever can answer this question there, then I'll give him a prize. So I managed to answer with Allah's help, so I won the prize and all that. So like that, I had a good time there. So anyway, cut long story. So they take you to meet the imams, they tell you to meet the big sheikhs and all that. So the biggest sheikhs Islamically, they in Saudi, are the Mufti Am, the Grand Mufti, and Ra'isul Quzat, what we call Qazil Quzat. Like how we say Mufti Azam, they say Mufti Am. And how we say Qazil Quzat, they say Ra'isul Qazi. So the Grand Mufti was the same person now, Sheikh Abdul Aziz bin Abdullah Ali Sheikh. He's blind, right? And you must remember, then we met Ra'isul Qazi, Sheikh Salih Luhaydan. So he was a very pious person. He passed away, you see. Now, it was in the first week of Muharram, right? After Hajj, obviously. So we asked them, now they are the biggest shots, right? Biggest, you know, leaders, Islamically. That in Saudi, we asked them, Sheikh, that when is Ashura? I don't remember the exact days and the date, but whatever it is. So, for example, one said next week Tuesday, one said next week Wednesday. They both in Riyadh and both give us different answer like that. Now, the question comes, how can they make such a blunder? You see, that is the thing, one. You'll understand it now. Before that, we went for a conference. You understood? And we were there in Jeddah, wherever you stand, or Makkah. And the same Grand Mufti came there. And I posed a question to him. You can't, at that time, you couldn't pose a question directly. You had to write it down. So I wrote down that, Sheikh, what is your nizam and your system of your hilal? How does your hilal work? Explain that to us. So he, the same Grand Mufti now. So yet, because they're all under MBS now, they can't issue fatwas that it must like be according to their new vision and satanic vision and all that, you know. So the Sheikh Abdul Aziz bin Abdullah al-Sheikh, so when we asked him, he said, we only have sighting of the moon, you must remember, 4 months of the year. How many months? 4 months. South Africa, we have sighting 12 months. Our Mankakers, they have the best record in the whole world. They had the conference there in Amman, in Jordan, and these Mankakers from Kaker, from Cape Town, Jazawumullah Khair, they went there with all their documents for past 70 years. This month, so many people saw the moon. This month, not one Muslim country, not one Arab country had something like that. They all were amazed and astonished and shocked, you know. So that is what it is. So they, in Afrikaans, manakhapla, Islam for them is just a secondary thing, you know. So they just, by the way, it's just all right, teacher, like, you know. So they said, and I remember his words verbatim regarding the other 8 months. They say the other 8 months you don't have to see and sight the moon and all that. He say we just work with a taqweem. Taqweem is that Ummul Qura in the starting of the year, they have a calendar. And we work with that. So, and what were his words? He said these other 8 months, Laysa fiha ahkamun. There's no ahkam there, so you don't have to worry. We look for the moon, he says. When I say we, I mean he says. Grand Mufti of Saudi Arabia. Shaban, we will look for the moon. This hadith in Tirmidhi. Imam Tirmidhi quotes the hadith from Imam Muslim. And it goes to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ahsu hilala Shaban li Ramadan. Even their Shaban moon is wrong. So you must remember that now, by us is 23rd, by them is 24th. We, inshallah, 29th, next week, Wednesday, then night, we will see the moon, so it will become 29 days. If they go, it will take full 30 days, and then Wednesday night, it will be, remember, Ramadan. If things go properly, that is. With these people, you don't know, you know. What are their moods and so forth. Then Ramadan, you must see the moon. Then Eid al-Fitr, you must see the moon. And Eid al-Adha, you must see the moon. These 4 months. The rest you don't have to see. So this shows you that even in Muharram, you will have all this mix up and so forth. Therefore, Sheikh Lutfullah Abbasi used to tell me personally that he came to South Africa several times. He used to enjoy because we speak Arabic. So he told me that for us, the hadith says, Sumu yawman qablahu aw ba'dahu, Musnad Ahmad, fast one day before Ashura or one day after Ashura. He say we fast all 3 days, 9, 10th and 11th, because we're not 100% sure which day is Ashura. See? So like that it is. Now who's going to do all this kind of thing? You find one man in 1,000 doing it and so forth. So this is all they are mixed up. You must remember that. Then this is all documented. Nobody in the world can refute it. In 1984, Saudis had 28 days for Ramadan. How many days? 28 days. In Islam, you must remember, minimum you have is 29 days and maximum is 30 days. But they had 28 days Ramadan there. On each day, the imams in the Haram, Makkah, Medina, and that they announce, tomorrow or next week, you all must keep one fast. We made mistake. Just casually, he said. I used to always say, if something like that will happen in South Africa, Allah forbid, they'll catch the Maulana and circumcise him again, you know. So you must remember these type of things. What a blunder. Then 2004, you must remember that when they had elections there in America and Bush and them were going to get re-elected and so forth and all that. So they announced, we were there. So you must, they announced the right date, everything. After 3 days, full 3 days passed, on the fourth day, then they announced they're changing the date. They bring it one day earlier. They say one Saudi guy saw the moon there in the jungle, in the desert. All, you know what you'll say, concocted, fabricated nonsense, you know. And all these type of things, you must remember this. We were, we eyewitness to all these things here. So we can challenge anybody on these issues here. So one day I was there, Ramadan time, and the birth of the moon, and you must remember to iftar was 14 minutes. How many? 14 minutes. So I told everybody that tonight is Taraweeh and tomorrow is the 30th fast. Between Maghrib and Isha, bang, bang, the announcement is made on TV, radio, yeah, and there tomorrow is Eid. They say we saw a 14 minute moon they saw. So therefore, I say for our brothers, Cape Town, Jazawumullahu Khair, we call them man cakers. For these guys, we call them moon samis. You see, they see the moon even before the conjunction of the moon. Conjunction means the birth of the moon. They'll see it when no one in the world can see it. And one day, you must remember that there was two incidents took place. That there was a delegation from London. So I bumped into them and they told me they're going to see the moon. You know, I said, hey, my student was there, the Sheikh Suleiman Ghani. I said, me, I'm coming with. He said, yeah, come with, but bring your passport with, but just keep quiet and don't this thing, you know, ask any questions. So I said, fine. So anyway, they took us out of Makkah, right in the open. You know, it's ajib. All these cameras and all these telescopes and what have you, and it's in the open, everything. There's no cover, nothing, because there hardly rains there, you know. And on the mountain, he told us from the start, he said it won't be sighted. So then they explained that, they said that there are six centers like this. In Makkah there is, and then Medina, and then Tabuk, or there in Riyadh, and like that. Different places, and they use that, you see. So all these things here. So that day was right. They didn't see the moon, and they announced it like that. So then, while we were there, this one person was standing one side. So I just started speaking to him, normal. Then I told him, Sheikh, what you do? He said, no, I studied in America and that. So he studied this Falakiyat, you know, all this moon story and all this. Then I said, but you speak English also? He said, yes. I said, Sheikh, man, please, if you don't mind, let's talk some business. I want to ask you. He said, I'm fine, you can ask, but one condition. No photos and no recording. I said, I don't have phone, nothing to take photo, and I don't do recording also. Just off the record, what we'll call. I told him, you know, you're led in 84, 28 days Ramadan. In 2004, you all did this. Everything I said, wallahi, I have Quran in my hand here. That he said what you're saying is right. This was during King Abdullah's time. So he said, therefore, King Abdullah called the mashayikh and called all of us, the falakiyat, the guys who are experts in this, you know. What do you call? Astronomy or astrology? What do you call?
Astronomy.
So astronomy. So astronomy. Sheik. Yeah. So astronomy. So who are expert in astronomy and so forth. So you must. So we all must sit together and then so we don't have difference. So I said okay, but still they had difference and all. So he told me what ajib thing, he made me laugh. He said, you know, we sit with our telescopes. We can't see the moon. He even took the place name, but now I forget. He say in Saudi Arabia, there is one place there, that in the Hum al-Khibra, that these guys, they have, you understand, such expertise, their eyesight is so sharp, they can see better than the telescope also. And they can tell you, there's the moon there and all that. I just kept quiet. I don't tell you, talking utter nonsense. But anyway, so you must remember that these kind of things took place and all that. So the khulasa, why I brought this thing in. Our fatwa is this, Kain and Mankan, whether it's in London, whether it's in America, whether it's in South Africa, whether Asia, no one in the world can rely on Saudi sightings. And if you know the history of Saudi sightings, then you must remember that they used to give money to the people initially. People come, I saw the moon, take 1,000 riyals. Another guy come, take 2,000 riyals. So how many guys will just cook it up because they want the money? You understood? So that's one fitna we are facing today. The Saudi sighting, totally irrelevant, not acceptable. So we must be clear. And now at MBS is even worse. You must remember that. The Murtad bin Shaitan. Then you're sitting with another fitna. How you got these chaps who speak about the Abrahamic Accord. Tawheedul Adyan. That no, you can be a Jew, you can be a Christian, you can be a, like there's Abu Dhabi and all of them. So you build that whole thing like this, and you say this is a church, this is synagogue, this is mosque, and as long as you do some good deeds, you will go Jannah. 100% kufr it is. Rejecting the Quran, rejecting the Sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So you get one movement, and it's gathering momentum, and that is Tawheedul Ahilla. What is Tawheedul Ahilla? Yas'alunaka anil Ahilla. They ask you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, regarding the moons. One Hilal, many Ahilla. So Hilal means Raf'u Sawt, you raise your voice. There's the moon, Chanogya. Obviously it is one moon, but because the waxing, waning takes place, the increase, decrease, superficially to the optical eye, to the eye, so it looks, you must remember that as though is there are several moons, so therefore Allah mentioned it in plural. So anyway, they say you must have one sighting for the whole world. So where will it be? From Makkah. So when I, even Mufti Taqi passed this crazy fatwa like that, you understand? He said it's best you must have Tawheedul Ahila. Mufti Taqi is a very, very great scholar. Let me tell you that. There's very few scholars in Indo-Pak that are so great. But two, three fatwas of his, one is this banking one is this Tasweer one, and then I took him up on all this. And one is this Tawheedul Ahila. I posed one question. I said, if you say you must work with Makkah, you see the time now is 11:30, for example. So in Saudi it's 12:30, right? They want, you know, like tomorrow, the khutbah, that's why we can translate the khutbah, because they want our head of us, right? Like that. So I've asked them a question, that if you say we must have Makkah as the central point is Umm al-Qura for the moon and so forth. So between us, yes, South Africa and New Zealand, between us and Fiji, is 10-hour difference. So between Saudi Arabia and them will be 9-hour difference. So how will they know when the moon is sighted and not sighted, when they're 9 hours ahead of you? You understand? So when you bring solutions, when you bring, you understand, fatwas, don't show such a crazy fatwa that can never be practical in the world, you know. Therefore, Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah was so strict on this masla. He said, لِكُلِّ baladin رُؤْيَتُهُمْ. If Cape Town did not cite it, we're just using Cape Town because majority Shafi'is. Whole Cape Town, whole Western province, they didn't see it. But they're citing, yeah, in Benoni, in Johannesburg, Pretoria, and Durban, and Maritzburg, Newcastle. But nowhere there, according to the Shafi'i fatwa, they can't accept it. You understand? Who bothers today all that? There is, everything goes. So they say, no, we pass the fatwa according to Hanafis. But if you take original Shafi'i, so this is another fitna. You must remember, people want to promote this. And therefore, you will see Hajj time especially, that they will tell you the day after Arafat is the day of Eid. Whether you see the moon, don't see the moon, is irrespective. Why? They got the Tawheedul Ahilla story. Unity of the countries, that all. These countries are all geographical things, you must remember. They got nothing to do with Islam. The British and the non-Muslims did all these type of things there. So we must know, when we speak about the moon, these things here must be discounted. You can't work on this. You can't follow Saudi Arabia. You can't follow Tawheedul Ahilla. You say that, no, one sighting took place there in Makkah, Medina, and it's for the whole world. We can't do all these type of things. So all this we must know.
Voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we return back to this program. Mufti Saab, for the month of Ramadan, when we scan the skies for the moon, how many people are needed to witness the moon?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Let's take it practically. So now, Wednesday will be 29th of Sha'aban, right? So when the sun sets, we all must perform our Maghrib Salat, everything. After that, we must scan the sky. So in South Africa this year, remember, the moon will be 22 hours or more than 22 hours in certain parts like Cape Town and so forth and so on. So inshallah, the chances are good. Somebody will see it. Now we got two, three different scenarios. Scenario number one is everywhere it is overcast, whole South Africa, right? So if everywhere it is overcast, then you must remember if one person, Muslim, sees it, male or female, remember that, so it is sufficient when the conditions are overcast, right? But that male or female must be adil or adila, must be a person who's considered just in our Islamic terminology. So what do we mean by this? None of us are farishta or angel. We're all committing vices and sins. But this person who is the opposite of adil, you call fasiq, fasiqa, openly they commit sins and they continue with it. You must remember that. So such people, shahadat and testimony is mardudu shahada. They won't be acceptable. You take few examples, people who come on TV, people who are busy with interest and they carry on, people who don't read five daily salat and so forth. So like the normal Muslim today, you must remember, majority, 70-80%, will fall in that category. So even if one person sees it, you must remember, then that sighting will be valid according to all four schools, because there's nas for that. You must remember, open Mishkat Sharif, open Musnad Ahmad, in time of Nabi alayhi salam, Nabi alayhi salam's time, this one person saw for Ramadan, and Nabi alayhi salam said that tashhadu an la ilaha illallah, and you believe in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so Muslim and adil, finish. You must remember that. So that person also will be accepted. Fasiq, fajir, openly they are committing vices and sins, so theirs is rejected. But you have a category in between. And what is it in between? You called it masturul hal. Masturul hal. So we don't know much about this person. He or she says, I saw the moon, and the conditions are overcast and so forth, so many clouds and what have you. So in a case like that, the zahir, nah, there's a law in usulul fiqh and fiqh, nahnu nahkumu bizawahir wallahu mutawalli sarair. We will pass the verdict. Nowadays in your legal jargon they say prima facie evidence. So prima facie evidence means this: nahnu nahkumu bizawahir, we will pass the verdict on what is apparent, what is in front of us and so forth. And we don't know much about this person, whether he falls in the category of adil or fasiq, because in masturul hal, he kept a low profile or what have you and so forth. So in a case like that, we will say is acceptable. You see? So that is why now you got three categories. One is adil, accepted. One is fasiq, rejected. And one is bain, that is in between, masturul hal. So we make the deliberate investigation, but the verdict will go in favor of that person, because nahnu nahkumu bizawahir, we pass the verdict according to the prima facie evidence. Wallahu mutawalli sarair, what people do in their privacy and in their private life, that Allah Ta'ala will take them to task, day of judgment and so forth. So that is where we stand on that issue. If you must remember that the conditions are clear, there's no clouds and all that, and one, two people come and they tell you, we saw the moon and so forth, you understand, then it's not accepted. Especially according to Hanafis, and I'm not accepted. They must be what they call Jammun Ghafir. Jammun Ghafir, remember the mistake people make nowadays, they put a number. They can't put a number. Yes, Imam Abu Yusuf Rahimahullah said 50 people, but that is just a rai, an opinion for that time and so forth. Some places, you take South Africa, I give you a perfect example of it. You know, and his name every time used to come out, our Maulana Masood Parker. You know, he's my connection. His father's mother's nikah I performed. You understood? His mother and them are my first cousin. So it is a double wedding in Balfour and so forth. So you must remember that now they moved to that place there. What's that place name?
Khroblers.
Khroblers Whoop. So you must remember Khroblers Whoop. So one day I had enough Voyager miles, you know. So I said, let me go and see this place. So I took all my Voyager miles and I flew from here to Uppington. That time on South African Airways was still alive. Now it died. You know, it flies only a few places. I don't think they got a flight going also nowadays. But that time, Maulana, if you had to pay in money, South African rands, from Johannesburg to Upington, 5,000 rand, 5,500 like that, you know. It's like almost like an overseas trip, like, you know. So expensive. And why was this place known where Upington? You know, when these people, they bring their racing cars, or their new cars, their Ferrari and Lamborghini and Porsche. So they go there, and the roads are open. They get special permission. They want to test how much the consumption works and does and does. So all these things here, they drive 300, 350 kilos and all that. And, you know, they get special permission from government. And there's hardly any traffic. So anyway, cut long story short, so I flew from here, alone I went, from here to Upington. And then Maulana Masood, he came to fetch me, you see. And from there to their place, Khroblas Whoop. You must remember, Khroblas Dal is this side here, so I'm not getting mixed up. This is Khroblas Whoop, it's 1 hour. So I told him, Maulana, tomorrow I must go, you must show me the place where you got this whole moon business, I want to see it. So he had a good laugh, you know. So anyway, we had programmed there, Maghrib, Isha, whatever. Now, how many Muslim families there? 10. And if you count every one day, you must remember, so they don't even make 50. So now if the whole town says, so you're going to say, no, it's not. I mean, where's the common sense? So sometimes, you know, common sense is not common also, you know. I'm going to come to that masla also just now. So you must say that the place where you are, that the people of the town, majority of them saw it or something like that, and the people say that so many people can't be lying, so that is something that is fine. Now, you can't put a adat, you can't put a number, like I just gave you the example now, and so forth and so on, right? So the next day we went, and for real, it's an open area. It's about 2 hours from Kimberley, it's in Northern Cape. And you know, if you're going by car, two and a half hours or whatever. So you must remember, so for real, the conditions are very, very clear there. Like it's in Chile. If you want to see the moon in America, South America, the best place is Chile. That you go to the one place there out of Santiago, it's like a desert, and they can see it there. So America, they accept from there also. From, you must remember, from Chile and so forth and so on, you see. So that's why I went. I said, then I had Jumma in Upington and all these things there. So that is also something we should remember. Now, so we don't say there must be 50. You got enough people, and we know that so many people can't be lying, so then it will be accepted and so forth and so on. Okay? So that is when there are clear conditions and so forth. So that is how your Ramadan will start and so forth. Now in South Africa, we have a good system. We must give credit for it. So you must remember, it's running for years from Yas Farm's time and that all the Jamiat Transvaal's time and all. And they had that. It's very good. Mufti Shafi'i Sahib Rahimullah wrote a book called Ru'yat Hilal. Hazrat Maulana A.S. Desai Sahib wrote a book. You must get it if you don't have it, Maulana. That is white in color, what like an orange, you know, cover. And it's written Al-Hilal. Excellent book by Maulana Desai Sahib of Majlis. So you'll find lot of references there. And he made proper research and all that. And very, very good, you know. But the problem we are facing is this. According to the Hanafi fiqh, now this is academic discussion, you know. So the problem we are facing is this. That according to Hanafi fiqh, you know, if somebody saw it, let's say, in Kenya, or somebody saw it in Ethiopia, or somebody saw it in Mozambique, then we must accept it, provided the news came to us bitariqin mujib, you see, that it came to us through reliable sources. That's the word we must use, okay? So that's the proper Hanafi fiqh, that's the Hanafi fatwa and all that. Shafi's, I told you, likulli baladin ru'yatuhu. But that never happens in South Africa. If you know South Africa, how we work here, we say anywhere in South Africa, if they're citing and it is reliable and so forth, we accept it, right? And then the ulama does this, they'll pass you and tell you. Then all these neighboring countries will accept South Africa. Zambia, Zimbabwe, Malawi, Mozambique, all these they accept. Right? Namibia, all of them they accept. But if somebody sees the moon in Zimbabwe, Zambia, all that, or Mozambique, Malawi, we don't accept. We don't accept. So I had a long discussion many years ago with Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Sadiq Desai, this, that. You know. So even that time Hazrat said, no, it's right like this, meaning we must leave it like this. Then one day he said, no, that this is not right. And that's what I told you about common sense is not common. Take one easy example. You were with me, I think, when we went there to go meet Hazrat.
Sure.
So, and I told you, take that form with that paper. And that's the example he wrote. If you take Komatipur, Komatipur is there, Pumalanga. Now, Pumalanga, if you go out of Komatipur, my in-laws are there, my brother-in-law and all of them. So, if you just travel a little bit, you come to the border, Mozambique. Then you inside Mozambique. So, if from that side they see it, we don't accept. And in Komatipur, you see it, they accept. So, from Komatipur, they will accept the sighting in Cape Town. You got it? Which is now over 1,000 kilometers and all that away. But the sighting that's 50 kilometers away, they won't accept. You see, this becomes a big problem. But then, I discussed this whole issue with Hazrat Mufti Zahul Haqsab also. These are the two giants we have. I mean, whether we like, don't like, these are the greatest people living in South Africa as far as our Hanafi fiqh and that go. Hazrat Mufti Zahul Haqsab, number one, and Hazrat Maulana Desai Sahib, number two. And I discussed this. So the khulasa of it is this, that they co-use the law of the Hanafis, which is called istihsan. The istihsan means that what is best, like at that time for your country, for your people, this and all these kind of things. So that's the only dalil they can give. Because any, you know what Maulana Desai, we carried on for a few months, we used to accept whole Southern Africa. You know, the one Eid also, 2020 also, we had that problem, half made Eid and half didn't, whatever it was. So all the, for that reason, you must remember this type of thing. Then Maulana, you understand, said, no, rather just leave it and all that. Anyway, so the point is this, I'm speaking academically. So today, if a person says, you must remember, I got the news, and we want to work with the sighting from Mozambique or Malawi or Zambia, Zimbabwe. You know, one day this thing took a racial tone like. Some African brothers saw the moon there in Zimbabwe. So the ulama there, they contacted South Africa. They contacted us also. And they said 100% the moon has been sighted. And these brothers are 100% adil. But we don't accept. Now, they accept South African moon, but South Africa don't accept theirs. So now you must remember, it's like we adopting, if you look at it from that point of view, like the holier than thou attitude. They will accept, but we don't accept. You must be within the borders of South Africa, then only we'll accept. You know? That is why, I mean, we must be honest about this. That is why the Somali brothers, Ethiopian brothers, African brothers, they told us straight, go to hell, basically. Maybe they don't use that words, but that's what they mean. You go fly a kite, you understand? We're not interested in you, South African Maulvis, and your Jamiats, and your organizations, and all that there. When we see the moon, there in Zimbabwe, Zambia, yeah, there, you don't accept. But you see the moon, then we accept. Now, how you reconcile that? So, you follow? And especially a Hanafi school is the biggest school that allows this. You must remember that. So therefore, when you got Ramadan, you got Eid, you got all, and Saudi starts one day before, so they accept. We did against Saudi sighting. But I'm trying to show you, because the racial problems come also. Understood? So you must understand these things here. So therefore, majority of the African countries who are here, they're in South Africa, they don't accept us. Because of this, they feel it's not a religious issue, it has become a racial issue. Understood? So that is the big problems we have. So we need to understand. Anyway, we will carry on with this. And whatever Hazrat Maulana decides for us, it's fine. Maulana is decide. We follow him on these type of issues. So, but I'm just highlighting. People don't know whether they're coming or going. So we must know what the real issues are. Then we will understand things there. Then, inshallah, the moon is sighted, everything is smooth. We all hope it's smooth. We hope and pray that, inshallah, the Saudis, Allah give them hidayat and some common sense, that they go for 30 days, then Wednesday is 30 days there, and then Wednesday night will be Tarawih. You know, I sent it to you. This year also, the Saudis are reading 10 rakats Tarawih. Totally rejected by Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. But who's to explain to them? You must remember MBS. If you speak there against them, they lock you up and so forth. You understand? So these are the zalims, the tinpots, Murtad bin Shaitan running the show. And the Maulvis and Sheikhs just carrying on. What virus is there now? This is Ijma' of A'imma Arba'ah on the Shafi'is, Maliki. There's no ikhtilaf. Minimum rakats for Tarawih is 20 rakats. So you must remember that. So who's there? That is the plight of the Ummah. You saw the Jutlas are there planting dates and all that in Medina. What bigger indictment there is. Anyway, so let's carry on. Now the moon is sighted here in South Africa. We see the moon. Inshallah, inshallah, we're all hoping for that. And our calendars will also show that already with the ones that we have prepared. So you must remember, then we read the dua. Allahu Akbar, hilalu khairin wa rushdin. Ya Allah, make this new moon a month of khair and goodness, wa rushdin and righteousness. So that is in Abu Dawood, hilalu khairin wa rushdin. Easy dua. For us as South Africans, we must learn this dua. You can see Monday what they're threatening and all that. So you must remember the hadith is sahih in Tirmidhi Sharif. Allahu Akbar, Allahumma hillahu alayna bil amni wal iman wa salamati wal islam. Ya Allah, let the new moon and the crescent loom upon us with safety, security, all that. Preserve and protect our iman and our islam, Ya Allah. Look at what, speaking of safety, security. So our iman must be protected, our Islam must be protected, our honor must be protected, our families, our wealth, everything. At the beginning of every lunar month, we should be reading this. What tawfiq, grant us the ability, capacity, Allah, to say those words and do those actions, lima tuhibbu wa tarda, that you must remember you, it is beloved to you and you are pleased with it. Rabbi wa rabbukallah. Ya Allah, you are my sustainer, nourisher, and the sustainer, nourisher of the entire, you know, celestial creation and everything. So hadith is sahih in Tirmidhi. Third hadith and dua mentioned on the authority of Ubadah bin Samit. When you come out from Aqsa al-Mubarak on the right hand side, he's buried there, Ubadah bin Samit. You go to Cyprus, there Umme Haram, his honorable wife, is buried there. So see Sahaba, where and where they went to propagate the deen of Islam. Nevertheless, so he, Ubadah bin Samit, states, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us that when the new month, lunar month starts, then say, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Till day we all know, then individually you say the hadith, if you want reference, open Musnad Ahmad. Allahumma inni as'aluka khayra hadha shahr. Oh Allah, I ask of you the best of this month here. And plural, Allahumma inna nas'aluka khayra hadha shahr. So once we start like that, inshallah, Allah Jalla wala will make it easy for us. And last note, Imam Malik rahimahullah, when you study his profile, his biography, you will find the beginning of every Islamic lunar month is to go the extra mile, is to exert himself. His students would ask, Ustadji, Sheikh, what is all this? Why you do? He said, if the beginning of the month goes well, the whole month will go well. See, so all these are inspiration for us. So why I discuss this, so people must know what the whole real story is. People today got a herd mentality, follow the Pied Piper, you know. So give vaccine, vaccine, take a rooster, take a rooster, take a booster, take a booster. So we don't want rooster booster business. We must know. Qul Hazrat Muhammad Sayyid Ahmad Khan Sahib, one day I was there in Masjid al-Nur in the Markaz, and I was asking him questions. He asked me, what is, from where you studied and what you did? I said, no, me darulum yukan. He said, Qul hadhihi sabili ad'u ilallah. Say, this is my way. Khul'a sabili, that khul'a di sabili ad'u ilallah, I invite towards Almighty Allah. Ala basiratin. He say basiratin means har cheez ke liye dalil hona chahiye. Har cheez ke liye, isse hamara daawat tabligh mein bhi main yahi arz karta hu ke we must have dalil. Ala basiratin ana wa man ittaba'ani. I, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and those who follow me immaculately. So imagine, these are great, great people. So inshallah, I'll just mention the programs to come, inshallah. 12 o'clock is news with Brother Suleiman Esop, and thereafter 12 to 1, the lecture, inshallah, how the deceased, they yearn for us, for the men to visit the graves, and the women, you sit at home quietly, and you make dua from there. So, Maulana Ridwan Kaji, 1 o'clock, Adhan, 1:05 to 1:30, Surah Alaq, Surah Iqra Bismi, we're completing inshallah today, verses 15 to 19, and then 1:30 to 2, Surah Qiyamah, verses 31 to 40, and then 2 to 3, Yusuf Ali, Brother Yusuf Ali, with current affairs, and then 3 to 4 will be the repeat of today's Q&A. Very interesting it is, today's one, and the dua, and thereafter, you must remember, 4 to 5, Mufti Ahmad Khanpuri, Bila Zarurat. So without, you must remember this, there, don't waste time and all that, think about Qiyamah and our death and all that. So then 5 to 7 Mauna Khalid, and then 7 o'clock to 7:30 the repeat of the Tafsir, 7:30 to 8 Mauna Dawood Siddat, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu an, then 8 to 10 Mauna Arafat and Mauna Salim Kareem, and then 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock will be inshallah Mauna Salim Dorat of UK. Dunya se be-raghbati, show our disinterest in the world and the glitter and glamour of this world. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.